Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Voices of Hope, family and friends. This is your host for today, LaTanya, Lady Quarterback Rush, filling in for Minister Kim. We want to remind you or just let you all know, just keep her in your prayers today. She's a little under the weather, but that's okay because this train has got to move forward. So I'll be your conductor for today, and you know we always have a good time on a party train when I'm conducting. Today is going to be an express train, so sit back, get everything that you need to get. You know, I always encourage you, get your pens and papers now, because there's always something that's going to be said that will encourage you, lift you up, enlighten you. That's a good word for today, enlighten you. And, you know, just kind of push some buttons, kind of make you think a little bit. So this month we're focusing on the importance of the word loyalty. And it's so interesting because I love that word. My niece is actually, her name is Loyalty, little Lolo. Shout out to Lolo. And that word is so, to me, overlooked. We don't use it enough, and we take it for granted, you know, the word loyalty and what it means. So throughout the show, throughout the day, I want you all to get your own personal meaning of loyalty. And as we kind of speak with our guest today, kind of see how that word applies to you and if you really have a full understanding or if you're using it correctly. But this month, we're focusing on the word loyalty. And the question is, are you struggling to keep your word or commitment to yourself and others? I used to struggle to keep the word to myself. I kept commitment to other people, but it was me that I had a problem with, and I found out that was one of my biggest hindrances in my life, in my vision, in the things that I've accomplished and all of those things, because I wasn't keeping the word to myself. I wasn't being loyal to me. I put loyalty for others before me. But these scheduled episodes will give you the opportunity to reevaluate and assess what you are committing to. That brings out commitment in knowing that your deeds and purpose-driven things are being fulfilled and not the opposite. So this week, we have with us Shanice Starr. Miss Shanice Starr, I love that name. And She's a wonderful person from what I've met so far, so I can't wait to speak with her in a few minutes. It was all about the community. She's a big community activist. We'll give you her information so you can find out more about her a little later. The Extra Miles are bringing people together and organizations together for a greater cause. So I want you all to stay tuned. Start looking up your definitions for loyalty. Start getting that into your mind and your heart so as we move forward, you can see how that applies to you. And see if you're struggling to keep the word to yourself or to others. Which one is it? Or is it both? Some people struggle to keep it, the word, the commitment to themselves and others. Like I said, for me, my struggle was keeping the commitment to myself. I will always put other people before me and then wonder why things were being hindered. So we'll dig deep into that a little later. Radio Angel, take us to some music while we get ready for our ride. Choo-choo.
Everybody with one loud voice. Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name. In the power,
in the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same.
You know that's my song, Radio Angel. I don't know why you be playing that.
Glory, rejoice at the sound of your name.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And we're back after my little brief segment of singing. We're on the express train on today, but today, that doesn't mean that because it's an express, we're not going to give you or bring to you good substance. You're going to eat good on this train, so we're going to make sure that you do that. Today, we're going to talk about the word loyalty. And the question was, are you struggling to keep your word or commitment to yourself and others? I think that's a really, really good question to ask yourself today, not just today as today being Saturday, but today in these times, in this in the economy, society, things that's going on, and especially in the community. So with us, we have Ms. Shanice Starr, all about the community, and I can't wait to hear some of the things that she's done and that she's doing. So without further ado, I love that. Without further ado, we'll bring to you Ms. Shanice Starr. Ms. Starr, are you shining today?
Always. Always,
wonderful.
Always, see, sister.
Wonderful. Good morning, good morning. It's wonderful to have you on the show this morning.
Great rising, and I appreciate the opportunity and the platform.
Good, good. We're going to start off. Can you tell our family a little bit about you?
A little about.
Can we say a little about ourselves? You know, just let us know who you are, some of the things you're involved in, and the most important question that I have is, what inspired you to get involved in the community so heavily?
Well, I say my name is Shanice Starr, and yes, that is my birth name. And pretty much I'm the awarenesspreneur in the, pardon me, I'm driving. Do you hear background noise? I know that that's not what you want, but certainly I can't help but just pardon me if you hear like doors closing and stuff like that. So yes, my name is Shanice Starr. I am the awarenesspreneur, if you will, assisting people with raising their levels of awareness. Community activist, definitely by choice, if you will. And pretty much I do, number one, I've been working with self, meaning myself, since about 2004, started being in business since 2003, unconsciously, if you will, meaning it wasn't on purpose. It just decided to put a group of females together back in 2003, and it kind of took a life of its own. But what sparked me to doing the work that I actually do, I would have to say first it started with me paying attention to myself. Because if you would have asked me over 13 years ago if I would have been a community activist, I probably would have laughed at you. But it really started with me paying attention to myself, things in the community that was annoying me or that I was allowing to actually annoy me. And I remember years ago hearing T.D. Jakes talk about the thing that angers you is the thing that's your purpose to fix or that's your purpose to work on. And so I really can't say the actual day that it started where I wanted to actually be a community activist. It kind of just took a life on its own, and it's continuing to evolve. Each day, each week, I'm doing something different. And again, it's just because I'm paying attention to myself because I'm forever evolving, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things that we actually do in the community is basically dealing with the full person. Again, I'm a community activist, but I also am an entrepreneur and a business owner. So I'm not only about community activism because I understand that you can give so much of yourself to the community where you end up depleting yourself, and that's not me. So I'm a community activist, but first and foremost, I'm committed and loyal to Shanice Starr. And that's not always about the community, because not all the time is the community loyal to you. So we talk about the 360 of a person and 360 living. So a lot of our events deal with that full circle, relationships, spirituality. It deals with processing thought. It deals with relationships. It deals with health. It deals with finances. People who are in prison who are coming home, family, and how to basically raise your children. So literally we have our hands in just about everything, if you will, but again, in a balanced manner, if you will. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, it does. It does. The question, another question that I have for you is, you've been doing this for quite a while now, and one of the things I wanted to know, and I guess personally, is how receptive, and I know you're going to have some challenges, so I'm not expecting, you know, that you say it was just perfect, but how receptive was the community or is the community to the things that you bring, the awareness that you bring?
The community, I guess we have to first define what the community is. I think in anything you do, is going to be opposition or people who say yes and people who say no. So the community I have consciously created is very receptive, and I'm mindful of them, mindful of the power of association. And early on, I definitely used to focus on people who aren't showing up, who said they would be there. When I said earlier on, that was maybe like 7 years ago. That's definitely not where I'm at right now. However, again, as you grow as the individual, your work takes on a different meaning. So if I wasn't growing as a person, even to this day, I would still be pointing the finger at, oh, these people aren't showing up, these people aren't showing up. But because I've grown and my understanding of people, you know, so I'm in the people business, so you got to understand people if you're working with people. So because I've grown, I don't even focus on those things. I understand that what you focus on expands. So I'm aware of it. I'm definitely aware of it, yet I also, when I picked up the torch or the baton, if you will, I am aware that when you do conscious events, things that go beneath the surface, it's not going to get the same attraction and necessarily the same support as other things, and I'll just call them other things, meaning if I was doing parties and concerts, bringing in it would have a different, like, this event would sell out in a heartbeat, but because we're talking about knowing thyself and getting better and accepting responsibility, most people don't want to wear the R on their chest. They'll take the S, but they don't want to wear the R for responsibility. So as I share with other community activists who do events, and I see them constantly complaining, I'm like, listen, you got to accept responsibility. This is something you signed up for, whether people support you or not. You signed up for this, and that we got to, you know, accept that we're going to basically do this work. So, like, as I mentioned, even to this day, of course, there are people who don't support, who don't show up. And, again, because I'm understanding people, I don't get caught up in that. I focus on those who want the actual information. So I'm a firm believer that I talk to the many just to connect with a few, and I'm only looking for a few, you know. So I understand, and because I actually understand, those things don't bother me any longer.
Now, you just helped me. That is something really good. I'm actually pursuing my degree in human services, social work, and I love the fact that you said the community that you create. You know, it's so important to understand people and that community that you want to service, and, you know, not be too concerned about the other community. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I hear the music, here's our cue. So we'll kind of dive into that a little bit right after this.
Awesome.
I dare you.
I dare you to change the world.
Yeah, you, getting that college education.
I dare you to be somebody important.
Like be a teacher.
Or a reality TV star.
I dare you to stand up here.
To call the shots.
To be a role model.
An inspiration.
An innovator.
To be a teacher.
Be my teacher.
Think you can change my life?
Make me excited about science like you?
Have a career that really means something?
Then do it.
I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you.
I love it. I know, that was on time, right? That was right on time. Okay, like I was saying, you know, going into the social work field, we're talking about service in the community. We can start right there as we speak with our guest today, Ms. Shanice Starr. And I love what you said about what that let's define community, and I don't think we have a clear definition of what community is. I had a conversation with someone a while ago, and we brought up the something came out that there's a difference between a community and a neighborhood. And, you know, and people, you know, we may think that it's one and the same when actually they're really different. So when you talk about defining your community or, you know, your tribe, as I love to call it, let's talk a little bit about that. What's the difference? Let's kind of let our audience know, our family know, what's the difference between a neighborhood and a community?
Okay, well, I'll definitely first start by saying, and for anybody that's read my book, Perception, I believe that everybody has a different meaning, and everything is neutral until you give it its meaning. So I'll give my meaning, but for somebody mm-hmm. else, definitely names it something different. But for me, neighborhood is just, it's your neighbor who's next to you in the hood. Like, it's exactly what the word says. It's your neighbor in the hood, neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Community for me, and I know the beautiful Kim who actually invited me on, when she sees my post on Facebook, when I say community, I capitalize unity at the end anytime I'm spelling community. So okay. For me, it basically is a group of people who basically have chosen to be unified in whatever mm-hmm. cause it is. To me, that is community, as simple as it is. A group of people have chosen to be unified.
Community. Mm. Nice. And that's a good, solid, foundational definition. You know, regardless of what, to me, this is just to me, because I think we're living in a time and in a society where we really have to define things, you know, for ourselves, because that's what drives us. You know, for so long we tried to, you know, we try to fit into the mold of someone else and try to make that work, and then it doesn't work, so now we're out of place. We're not fulfilling our purpose, and we're not doing what we were called and created to do. So once we get a definition that we believe in and that it fits our values and our morals, we will make more of a solid contribution to
Absolutely.
Society. You know, everybody's not meant to do the exact same thing. You know, mm-hmm. we have to have variety so that that we have that wholeness that you talked about, the well-roundedness that needs to be in our community, in our society today. And I really believe, and I'm starting to really see it more, that that's really what's needed. So when we talk about defining our own community, you know, what does that look like? You know, and how does that support us? How is it, you know, it's a give and take. You know, how does it feed us? How do we feed it? You know, and it's not necessarily in our neighborhood. You know, our community can be,
Absolutely.
You know, like you said, unity, a group mm-hmm. of people, a tribe of people that's in our circle and in our surroundings that we can continually evolve with together, you know, to contribute to Earth and the universe and, you know, the kingdom and everything that you know, you want to call it. I don't want to leave anyone out. You know, and just go ahead and make this world a better place. And we all just kind of prosper together. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that you've done and that you may be currently working on.
In what arena?
I know, right? Talking to you on the show
whatever
forever. Like, what
up, right, whatever pops up in the next 5 minutes, you know, just kind of contribute. And I know, let's talk about this walk that you've had.
okay.
Because I would have loved to do that. I'm in Maryland. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, right.
Yes, I know. I'm right here. I'm always in New York, though, but I'm currently in Baltimore, Maryland. But let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, it actually sparked because at the time I was actually supporting a loved one who was incarcerated, and I knew nothing about the prison industrial complex. So the walk was based on raising awareness regarding prisons and those who are incarcerated. That's where the walk stems from, if you will, just to bring some understanding to the purpose of the walk. And one day, literally, that's just how I am. Even my bestie will tell you, like, I'll just have an idea, and it's like, let's do it. And I was just like, you need to walk to Washington. She was like, okay. You know, you're talking about your tribe, right? Having that one person that doesn't question anything, or we can question it to you in your face. But it was like, okay, sure. Let's do this. And literally, I put a call out. I would have to say maybe it wasn't even 6 months where we basically had us that we would do it 6 months later. And put the word out into the actual community. And, of course, a lot of people thought I was joking. So I quite a few people was like, yeah, we're going to be with you. Yes, absolutely. And I had it where even if you can't do the whole walk, you can stop along the way. And, you know, we had people where we went in the community and people donated socks and hats. And as it got closer and closer, some of the people were like, okay, like, you're serious. Like, this is going to happen. You know, because where you, I mean, most of us are surrounded by people who talk a lot. Don't execute, you know. So long story short, we had about 15 people who were committed after the whole talk. But when the day actually got down to it, it was 1, 2, 3, 4. It was five. We had me, LaToya, Tanisha, Matt. It was four of us that actually did the walk to different cities and different states. However, we had, you know, like the amazing Kim, like Bonique, and Brother Betts, and Gene from Osborne, and Brother Mark. Walked with us, or like either walked us to the bridge and then walked us over the George Washington Bridge, and then, like, all right, see y'all later.
Wow.
And literally, when I say we winged it, for example, afterwards, you know, a couple years ago, another organization did it, but they had their stuff mapped out. When I say we didn't have it mapped out, people said, Shanice, where are we staying at? I don't know. Like, and my mother always told me, she's like, Shanice, you taught me more about faith and God than anybody I've ever met in any religious
sector.
Because I literally had no idea where we were staying. We had money because we took a donation, so we had the money in our pocket. But what hotels we were staying at, where, no idea. You know, I had my dad who committed to drive with us, make sure nothing happened. So he followed us, and we had our water in the car and stuff. However, when I say we winged it, we winged it. We had our flyers, and we just literally walked into neighborhoods. Like neighborhoods in Jersey. We even went down quite a few racist neighborhoods in Philly and just was spreading awareness. You know, literally that's all we did. And, you know, and again, talk about SWAT from the community. We have a lot of other organizations that was like, what's your purpose? It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, you're not supposed to understand my purpose. So, it's okay.
Right.
I got your job to understand it. So, like, don't talk about it. Just mind your business. You know, like, I know my purpose. So they're like, Sneeze, when you get to Washington, are you going to go to the White House? And no, I don't deal with laws. I deal with raising awareness. That's what I deal with. I know my position. I deal with raising awareness. So we connected with the community. We took pictures in the hood. And people were like, you're walking from where? So when I say we were protected and covered and divine alignment, every hotel we went into, they gave us rooms. They gave us discounted rates. I mean, it was an amazing experience. We went through rain. We went through mud puddles, walking on highways, and we videotaped it, you know, for documentation. But it was a beautiful experience. It was a beautiful experience.
Nice, and it's so encouraging. You said, I mean, you just said a whole lot in that. But one of the things is, and it's interesting because I'm a purpose-filled person, and I truly believe in, you know, making sure you understand what your purpose is. And once you understand, embrace, and apply your purpose, then you should not let anybody or anything deter you from that. And that's where your blessings come. not trying to figure it out, not trying to explain it. You know, like,
right,
you don't need to know my purpose. I know my purpose. My thing is either you're going to support it or you're not. That's all I need to know. Either you're with it or you're not. And either way, I'm still good.
Right.
And I'm so, I have been, I mean,
awesome,
I have been
yes.
so right there. Like, and it's not like I don't have any animosity. I'm not angry. I'm not bitter. I'm just cool. It's like either you're with it or you're not. And I'm okay
right.
either way. And people have a problem with that. Like, you're not going, no, why? You know, I could use that energy
yeah.
to apply it to this other crazy thing that just popped in my head. I don't have time to, you know, worry about or be concerned about other things. Let's talk about Celebrate Thy Brother.
That's
tell us
baby.
A little bit. I heard the passion come out. She was like, yes. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Like I said, that's my baby. Celebrate Thy Brother is like, when I say my baby, because we do so many different events and do a lot of collaborations with my sister, Latoya Parker. Celebrate Thy Brother is my baby. It actually, again, back in 2003, I formulated my business known as WIN, formally transitioned to IWIN back in 2003, before quote unquote sisterhood was popular. You know, like I said,
okay.
that was back in 2003 where people weren't talking about, you know, being there for their sisters and celebrate and so forth and so on. And I started that back in 2003 and it's still alive today. And in 2005, we had our first conference called Speak Truth, Live Truth, Be Truth. It was an amazing conference. And after that conference, and again, when I say it all comes back to self, if everybody would just get that, we would be all good. So as I'm evaluating myself, and I'm like, what's up with the brothers? Like, a lot of people get it confused that when you're for the sisters, they think that you're against the brothers. Not realizing, like what you just mentioned, one has nothing really to do with the other in that aspect, but it has everything to do with one another. I'm like, yes, really, nobody's celebrating the brothers. Like, what's going on here? And literally within like 2 days, me and my partner put together a conference called Celebrate Thy Brother. It was like about a $10,000 production, and we maybe had a dozen people show up.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about loyalty, like, I mean, and it was like, wow. And I'd be like, Shanice, this is before it's time, it's before it's time. I'm like, okay, I can respect that. But it continues to live with me. So Celebrate Thy Brother was just something that I lived. Like, I don't come from a family of backbiting or talking about negatively about men and so forth and so
okay.
on. So it's still something I kind of, like, lived, and I just wanted to bring the platform out. And basically in 2012, we brought it back. And we made it really just a devotional, a women's devotional where we honor and support our Black brothers. So literally we give awards to not the average person you necessarily would hear about on television, although we have honored people as such, but it's literally about the father you're walking past in the street and you just think he's just another Black man, or, you know, the pastor doing some amazing things in his community, or the minister doing some great things in his mosque. And we literally come together as Black women and say, we love you, we appreciate you, we support you. I don't know what you go home to, but know that you have community of sisters who has your back. But then on the second, you know, the flip side to that coin, to others, just that we need to have our brothers back and that we live in a world of duality and we need to get better together and there is no them without us. But again, that's another mentality, another teaching that most people have never gotten, you know, so they don't understand the connection that we, especially I'm talking about Black women, you know, I love all people because inevitably it's all energy are all the same. But on this realm, I'm a Black woman. And then people always say, why is it only for Black? Because I'm a Black woman. That's why.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay. You know, we don't want the other community saying, why are you just having a Mexican meeting? So it shouldn't be an issue. But I'm doing it basically for my brothers. And it literally is just a time where we come together and we just love up on our brothers, award them to performances. And again, this is a movement that's been going on now for 11 years. So it's not something I just popped up. It's been around for a while. So a lot of the things that's going on in the community that people are just now hearing me talk about are not things that just started, you know, kind of like the it's the seed has been planted. You, like, you weren't paying attention. But this is something I've been doing.
Yeah.
Your awareness is now up, you know, because now this is stuff that people are talking about. Now, beyond, they talk about formation and stuff like that, not realizing there have been soldiers in the community talking about this forever. You know, but I understand that sometimes we need that token person to wake up people who haven't chosen to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because I've been in a relationship with my fiance for a while now, and I'm noticing, and he's very conscious and aware. I mean, he's exposed me to a lot of things that I knew of, but just like our conversations are just incredible to me. But that's one of the things that I had to learn, because I wasn't taught as a black woman to do that, to support. And that's the reality and the honesty of it. I wasn't taught to be able to encourage and support, you know, the brothers. You know, like, we expect so much from them because they are men. And they carry the weight of the world on their shoulders because they are black men. So my thing for me when I was doing some evaluation, some deep soul searching, is, okay, well, what is my position in that? What am I supposed to do? Instead of expecting them to do what they're supposed to do, there's a sense of loyalty as a black woman that I'm supposed to have for them, and that is to encourage them. And I always tell him, you know, you're a great leader in our relationship. You know, I really appreciate you. You know, like, just the genuine things that he does, you know, but a difference that it makes, because once he leaves me, there's a whole plethora of things that he has to face. Not just me and my nagging and me being spoiled and, you know, wanting things, but the other stuff that he has, the weight that he has on his shoulders outside of that. So, and like I said, and it was something that I wasn't taught. I didn't see it in my house. You know, I can be honest. But I noticed how important it was, especially evaluating past relationships and things of that nature. And was like, maybe it wasn't him that was out of order. Maybe it was me. You know, maybe it wasn't him that was out of place. Maybe I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And once I play my position, and then something happened, you know, like you said, being responsible. And I'll also add accountable, which is my favorite word. People don't want to be accountable. There's no accountability. And you can't have loyalty without responsibility and accountability. It just does not. That's the equation.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like right now, for the past 2 years, we've had a manifestation program. We do it every single year. And it's literally like a crew of us where we have calls once a month, twice a month. We link up together every quarter to celebrate our, you know, accomplishments. And again, it's like one big accountability crew. And and we talk about that all the time, that most people do not want to be held accountable. They want to tell you their dreams and their goals. Don't you dare hold them accountable to them. You know, so kudos to you, though, just for being microscopic with yourself and how it affects and infects possibly relationships.
Yes.
And that's what I do my best to share with sisters. Like, what we'll see is what we'll be, you know. And people are like, well, I wasn't taught. I mean, I didn't grow up with my father at home, neither. Well, you know, my grandparents around and my mom. But I tell people that's not a scapegoat. Like, it's not.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, what do we need to do to get better? And I put that even in my book. If you don't see it around you, go buy reruns of The Cosby Show. Go buy something that you need to put in front of your face and turn off the television. Like, I haven't had a television since 2004. Like, I don't watch. I'm mindful of what I program. You know, that's what I call it, you know, programming.
Yeah.
And if you want better relationships, you got to program yourself to have better relationships, and it starts with our belief system, and, you know? But
exactly.
It is what it is.
It is.
You get what it is.
Wow. Wonderful. Today we're talking about loyalty, and we've been all over the place with that since the interview, and I'm loving, loving, loving it with our guest, Ms. Shanice Starr. When we come back, we're going to I'm going to have her talk about some of the events that she has coming up. Like, I know all about Pain Monologue and Let's Get Healed Together. Let's get be better together.
Let's be better together.
Yes, I haven't seen healed all in there, so maybe that's something else that we need to talk about. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that right after this.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/getting started in real estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
Wonderful. We're back. We're back here on the show. The train is still moving forward. And we're talking with our guest today, Miss Shanice Starr, who is saying some really, really good, positive, inspirational, encouraging things about the community, about awareness. And one of the things I want to point out now that I'm remembering, I love the fact that what I admire, and it's really encouraging. The way society is formed is that it states, and I put those in quotation, that we have to do things on a large scale, on a huge platform, in order to make a difference. My personal opinion about that is that it's not true. And I love how you said that. Like, I ain't trying to go to the White House. For what? Because my thing is, everybody else is at the White House and stuff still ain't being done. Mm-hmm. So what can I do on a smaller scale? One of the things that when I get discouraged about some of the things that I want to do, God always shows me a vision of a ripple. And a ripple starts with one small rock. Yeah. A big rock will leave a splash. Bam, the splash is done, and now it's over. Can continue. It's a ripple effect. So we don't always have to do stuff on a large scale to make a difference, to bring about awareness, or to do something. She said her walk, they walked from New York headed towards D.C., Washington, because it really wasn't a place, but they started with a group of people. But she met her goal and made a difference in every neighborhood she went in, community. She got support. There was favor. There was doors opening. You know, God gave her everything that she needed because she stuck. We don't have to always do something on a large scale. Number one, it's intimidating. Number two, we're going to be real. It's intimidating. We don't have the time. We don't know what we're doing. And then we don't have the resources. So now we're discouraged and nothing happened. Today, I encourage you to be loyal to the small thing that's placed in your heart to bring about awareness, to make a difference, to do something. Just do it. That's all I'm going to say, because then I'll get on my soapbox and then this could turn to a whole different show. But...
it's awesome. And when we think about a big scale, then that's why people think they don't make a difference. That's exactly why people feel like they don't have to do anything. Because it's like, no, sweetie, right in your neighborhood, right in your school.
Right there. Right in your family.
Have a family dinner.
You don't even have to go outside the house. It's all connected. One of the things that I love. I live with my cousins currently. I've been displaced from my house for a while. But one of the things we do is we have game night. Like, we get together and sit around the table, and we have game night. And we just, like, talk, you know, sip on wine. Conversations just be everywhere because we all come from different walks of life and have different opinions, and we respect each other. And, you know, it gets a little heated, but at the end of the day, we're more together today than we were the first day I moved in. You know, so like you say, start right there in your house. How many times do we just, like, not turn on the TV and just get together and just talk and respect what people say? Like, not trying to change you or trying to get you to see what I want to see or what I'm trying to see and what I'm trying to say, but just have a conversation. Come on, let's have a conversation. How was your day? Starting with, how was your day?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? You know, let me be aware of what you had to deal with today. Not that I can help you, but, you know, let's talk. You know, let's start in the house. Let's talk about a couple of these events that I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get to New York. To get to.
Well, listen. Yeah, I was about to say, I need to make sure Kim connects me because where I'm driving to is Maryland, so I need to see her.
I know, right, and I'm here, right. We're going to have to, you know, talk about that offline. Because I would love to support you any way that I can, but we'll talk about that later. So let's talk about what's coming up soon. The May 20th event that I put Healed in the middle of, Let's Get and Be Better Together, a series. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, that actually spun off from Celebrate Thy Brother. Actually, one of our honorees back in 2012, Brother Howard Branch out of Arizona, he was talking about, like, you know, you guys can't give up on us. Like, you just can't. You can't. To give up on the black man is to give up on yourself. And he was like, we need to just become better together. I was like, yeah, so absolutely right. So I was like, you know what? That's something that we definitely need to put, because we were already basically doing, like, relationship, you know, talks and conversations and dialogues. It's a matter of, okay, let's put this in the actual series, if you will. So Let's Get and Be Better Together. So like that on purpose, Get and Be Better Together is a series. This will be actually part four. We do our best to have them at least every 90 days, 120 max. And it literally is a conversation, just like you said. It's a conversation. It's a dialogue where we literally get together with the community, and sometimes we'll have couples that we basically highlight. They have to have been together for 10 years or more. And we literally just dialogue. So sometimes there are couples we highlight, and sometimes there aren't. But even if they are, there are couples we highlight, it's still an open dialogue. And I have a variety of questions that I put out there, and we talk about the things that normally isn't talked about in the, how do you say, outside of closed doors. So the couples are, they already know in advance, is there anything off the table that I can't touch? So I respect them enough to ask that. So we talk about whether it's cheating, whether it's about finances, whether it's about I mean, it's literally a raw conversation, and it's a beautiful conversation because it's something that people don't normally talk about.
They
it's not about blame.
Exactly.
It is about, and people know that, it is not about blame. It's about accepting responsibility, and let's get and be better together. So people don't come here to point the finger. We're not here pointing fingers. It's simply about what do I need to do to get right. What do I need to do to get and be better together? But first and foremost, that has to be a desire.
Yes.
It's not a desire. It's not going to happen. So it literally is an open dialogue. And like I said, we have fun. You know, we come with our food, our wine, and we just have an open conversation. It's transformed into being a free community event. In the beginning, it wasn't. Now it's a free community event. And we just encourage people to come out. One of the challenges, though, people aren't coming out with their partner. So we have a couple of people that come out with their partner, but the majority are coming out by themselves. And I'm like, that's part of the problem. You guys need to be getting this together. So everything that I share with people, I always let them know, whatever you get here, the goal is not to just to get it here, which is why everything I do is a series, whether it's my private programs or public ones. I let them know you have to take it back home. I'm not one of those people that's like, come out to my event and that's it and you're done. No.
Right.
We're talking about a U-turn we're making in our lives. And
yes.
You got to where you're at right now, at the 20, 30, however old you are, is not going to transition because you came to one event, read one book, listened to one audio, or had one session.
And, you know, people really think that they have, that they get it that way, and it's not. It has to, because, you know, things are done, I mean, they're habits because we do it over and over and over again. It's not a one-stop shop. And like you said, you have to want to do it. It's not going to work. And then, that's a whole nother show, too. Okay, let's talk about that's a whole, relationships is my thing right now. So let's talk about, that's a whole nother show. Let's talk about I Know All About Pain monologues.
That, again, something that came to me last year. So what I do is I walk around with a clipboard, and as ideas are dropped onto me from source, I'll basically write them down, even if it's not the right time. And that's something I had to learn. You always wanted to do something, realizing it's not the right time, Shanice, but still write it down, and then you'll basically, you know, if it's meant for you to do it, you'll do it. So the idea came to me, like I said, about last year, early last year, and I'm like, it's kind of like a spinoff also from our Pain of a Black Woman Still Out fan conference that we basically have every September for the past 6 years. And it's pardon me, I'm being distracted real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The key here is basically it's a spinoff from Pain of a Black Woman, Still I Stand, and it's literally just a monologue where people can come from the community and just come get on stage and share their pain. So it doesn't matter who they are. You don't have to be a perfect speaker. Literally, you can walk in off the street, and it can be male or female, and you literally just get on stage and you get a monologue about your pain. So whether it's loss of a child, you know, rape, abuse, loved one left you, divorce, and you literally just give a monologue. Everybody has their increments of 5 to 7 minutes, and it's, I know all about pain, and you just kind of like a spoken word.
It can't
be scripted. You know, you can't have a script. It literally just has to come from your being, if you will. So that's just something, again, I wanted to be able to include the community in on, realizing that most do vibe with. Most people need public display to really be healed. So they just put it out there, letting other people know that you're not the only one going through this. So therapy sessions are cool depending on the person. But we talk about external therapy, like literally letting people know and, like, really shedding yourself when we're talking about true healing. That's what I find is we're good behind closed doors and saying that we're healed, but we still have a problem talking about it in our communities in front of other people. And then that leads me to the question, if we're truly healed, if we still have a problem talking about what hurt us. So that's what the I Know All About Pain monologue is about.
Let me tell you, you just have no idea. I'm telling you, you have no idea what this show, I mean, all the shows are special to me. I'm always humbled when I'm asked to come onto the show and host or co-host or however we ride this train. But this show today is so special and divine. It was last minute, of course, you know, I never pass up an opportunity to, you know, help Minister Kim and to serve the people, but just the things that we're talking about is just like so interesting. You say you walk around with a clipboard, and I walk around with my vision journal is what I call it. And whenever ideas pop up, I put it in the journal. And that's how I instruct my clients when you know, we're talking about, you know, life and business and stuff, and I tell them, get you a vision journal. It may not happen right when you wrote it. However, it will evolve, and when the time comes, you'll have everything you need. So all you'll have to do is move forward. And this show, and it's just so interesting because it's just a lot of things that's just coming up. It's just kind of special. So I just wanted to say you're just very special to me. Thank you so much for being available. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you and what you're doing. So let's talk about, tell us a little bit about how we can get in contact with you, how we can support you, where do we find you, and all that other good stuff.
Well,
right, let's get all that good stuff
in. How do we find you? Well, my direct website is shaneestarr.com. That's shaneestarr. .com email address. I still use old school AOL. I'm shaneestarr@AOL.com. Like, yeah, I'm like I tell people, I love consistency. I'm loyal. I'm loyal to AOL.
You're loyal.
I do have other Gmail accounts, but that's my main one. Facebook, shaneestarr. I also have an I Am shaneestarr page. I do have Twitter and all that other stuff, but I don't run those pages. I don't even know how to do it on Instagram. I have no idea what that's like. My manager runs that. I'm more of a person-to-person type of thing. Like, my first couple of years on Facebook, she ran my Facebook page, and I didn't take over until, like, 2012 or 13.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I'd like to connect with people, you know, person-to-person.
Yeah.
I do give out my direct number. My direct number is 610-802-0003. And those are pretty much the best ways to contact me. Like I said, via email, send me a text. My website has a lot of our events that's going on, the different private programs that I share with my women. Like I teach a Goddess Black Woman course, Reflections of an Unsynchronized Life course. Again, a lot of the things that I deal with is about the person. So I understand I want you to get the person together, the communities, the families, and everything will heal itself. And a lot of us are doing it in reverse.
Instead
of dealing with us as the nucleus.
Yes, that's a whole nother show too. That's a series in itself.
having to out of the girl.
Wonderful. Well, it has been a pleasure having you on the show today. Like I said, this is personal for me, so I'm going to take that. And as we close, of course, family, know that we will repost all of her information on our Facebook page so that you'll be able to get in contact with her or just replay the show. And then you'll get it as you listen to everything that we've discussed today. As we close and let you continue to stay focused on the road, leave us with a thought. If you would have to leave us with a thought today, what is the first thing that would come to your mind that would encourage us today going forward? Hello? Are you still there? Nope. She may be gone. Yep. There it is. I love our producer. Wonderful. Today has been an awesome, awesome show, like I said, and I just encourage you all to think about loyalty and commitment as it relates to, you know, the community, your family, yourself, your spouse, the opposite sex. We talked about a lot of different things, bringing awareness. How can you bring in awareness to your, you know, your surroundings, your environment? And there is something that you can contribute. Don't think that there isn't anything that you cannot contribute or won't contribute. So think about that for a moment, and we'll be right back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
And we're back. Miss Starr, are you with us?
I am.
You're back. Yes. Kate, you can't keep a good sister down. What?
No such thing. Down and somebody's up.
I know, right? Well, one of the things that I was saying, I just wanted you to leave us with a thought for today. I know we were coming to a close, and I wanted you to kind of focus on the road anyway. I don't, you know, don't want to leave any open doors for anything to happen because today was such a phenomenal show. Leave us all with a thought, the first thing that comes to your mind that we can kind of walk away with.
Decide to be better, whatever that looks like to you. Decide to be better, whether it's with regard to your community, your relationship, your health, your fitness. However, you first have to make the actual decision. I call it being microscopic. Get microscopic with yourself. I mean, go buy an actual magnifying glass, microscope, whatever you got to do to really figure out what it is that you want, who do you actually want to be, and make sure that everything you do is pretty much in alignment with that. As you go throughout your day, your life, always decide to be the thermostat, never the thermometer. Thermostats
nice.
Dictate their environment. You know, thermometers are dictated by it. You know, every day decide who you're going to be and
nice.
Just remain loyal to that actual decision.
Nice. It's all about decisions. It's all about decisions.
Absolutely.
And you have to make the choice to decide. Wonderful. Well, safe travels to you, my lady. I love and
thank
I appreciate you.
You.
I thank you for all that you're doing in the community, and I will be getting in contact with you.
Yes, I love and appreciate you too. Blessings unto all your works and your continued platform.
Wonderful. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you. Drive safely. Yeah, it's a decision. It's all about choices. I talk about that all the time. It's about a choice. And you have the power to choose. Don't give up your power to choose. Don't give up your power to choose. I mean, that's it. Just don't give it. We give it away so often. So often. So as you know, today is an express train. We thank you all for listening to the show today. Phenomenal. I just want to go out in the community now and just like encourage some kid or help an elderly person, or I mean those small things make a huge difference. Well, you know, this is the part of the show. We cannot close the show out without doing this part of the show, and it's your introduction to Christ. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess your faith and I ask you to come into my life and forgive me of all my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all his works. I confess Jesus is the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus. I pray this prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you've repeated after me, I welcome you into the family, into the kingdom. Know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life and that you are saved and that it's a new day for you. It's not going to be an easier day, but it's a new day. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful journey. As long as you continue to keep God first in all that you do, as long as you strive to know what your purpose is, as long as you seek what your contribution on this earth is, and you do it all in the heart of love and genuineness. You know, deal with your issues, deal with what's going on, be real about it. Take it to God in prayer. Ask him to help you to release it and let it go and replace it with his peace, understanding, and wisdom. And I'll bet you're going to be all right. Hey, this was a good ride. This was a good express train today. Again, we pray, Minister Kim, you get well soon. We miss your voice. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. Everybody, remember to go on to our fan page on Facebook, The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. Make sure you get all the connections, stay connected, get all the information. You'll get our guest information. Go out and support. You know, a lot of times we don't want to do anything, but there's nothing wrong with supporting. Especially, you know, I know the economy and things happen. There's a lot of free things going on, and time doesn't cost much. And then go onto our website for more information about our show, up-and-coming events, and send us an email. Let us know how we're doing. You know, give us some topics, some good things that you would like to hear us talk about. And just stay tuned. The website is www.themorningglory.org. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Go out and have a wonderful day and be committed to a decision that you're going to be better. Love you much. The train is pulling in. Gather your things. Be safe.
1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time.